Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, Annie Fletcher was recently listed as one of Ireland's top innovators. With an impressive CV, Annie has made her mark on the contemporary art scene across Europe and is now looking to promote Irish artists to a global audience. Annie joins us now to tell us about her role as the director of the Irish Museum of Modern Art and how her flair for innovation has gained her recognition in this field. Annie, where did your love for contemporary art come from?
Good morning, Carl. Great question. I was studying in Trinity art history and history, and I remember going into the Douglas Hyde Gallery, which is a small gallery, an amazing gallery as part of Trinity that was really showing incredible contemporary art in the 90s, late 80s, 90s, showing my age now. And I remember thinking, I don't know what this is, because we were learning about older art and architecture, everything from Gothic architecture and all sorts of different things. But I loved this thing. It felt really stimulating, really interesting. It felt of the moment. So I think I just kind of fell in love with contemporary art there and was lucky enough to keep working in it ever since.
And then what appealed to you about the role of director with the Irish Museum of Modern Art? And talk to us about your vision for the museum at that time.
Well, I mean, what's not to love? It's the most beautiful location, 48 acres, a building dating back from 1864. And I suppose it's one of the most influential or large-scale jobs where you can really make change in Ireland, thanks to our department and just to how it's funded and the fact that it is the, you know, national institution for contemporary and modern art. So, I mean, it was always, I suppose, one of the biggest jobs in a career like mine that you could go for. But secondly, most of my professional life I've spent in the Netherlands and sort of in Europe. There's something really impactful about coming home and taking the helm of such a big and important museum.
And at the time of your appointment as director back in 2018, you were eager to draw on the artistic practices which you encountered during your career. So were there any particular experiences or influences that you were referring to?
Oh, gosh, another great question. Lots of things, really. I mean, when I was in the Netherlands, I lived in Amsterdam for a long time, and one of the things that was really important in the 90s was not just artistic practice, but just the expansion of Europe and the fact that contemporary art started to really embed itself in cities in a way that had never happened before. So you had the opening of the Guggenheim in places like Bilbao. You had biennials opening up in Havana in 93 and in Guangzhou, countries and places that maybe were just way beyond our experience of what we used to understand the old art world to be, which is very much New York, Paris, Cologne, you know, very, very kind of established, whereas actually the whole world seemed to be very excited, and contemporary art and the organization of shows and biennials, it was like a rambunctious time where everybody was just experimenting with kind of thinking about the big changes in the world through contemporary art. So it was an infectious kind of moment to be a part of all that. And then other things that were really influential was just thinking back on the Marina Abramović exhibition that was here. It was a big performance festival that I worked on, I think around 2000 or 2001. So I came back whenever, you know, I was lucky enough to get invited to kind of do things. And then the third kind of big influence was, in fact, the first director, Declan McGonigal, just in terms of he had been working in Derry in the middle of the Troubles, but bringing in incredible artists like from all over the world, people like Nancy Sparrow and Jimmy Durham, who in the art world are really important kind of influential thinkers. So, you know, they were bringing in voices from all over the world to speak to us in times of grace kind of change. And that always felt like something really exciting. So I guess all of those kind of influences, the way in which visual art just jumped into the world and embraced it and thought about change, made me very excited about coming back here and trying to bring those ideas with me.
So for those of our listeners that have never visited the Irish Museum of Modern Art, what can they expect?
Lots of things. That's the great thing about a big museum. And especially after COVID, we realized, you know, that we needed to celebrate not only the exhibitions that you could come to see, but also the grounds, the incredible heritage of the site. So you can come up and witness just the extraordinary both formal gardens and the 48 acres, but also lots of art projects and sculptures on the site. You can come up and be part of our environmental festival, Earth Rising, which happens every September. The whole summer is full of a project called Imma Summer. The last few years we called it Imma Outdoors, so really it does what it says on the tin. It sort of tries to program culture, music, talks, and just lots of creativity all across the grounds. But in terms of actual exhibitions, I mean, we've opened a big show right now called Self-Determination, which is trying to look at what it felt like to be Ireland in the 1920, emerging from you know, the First World War and fighting for independence. And we've brought in a lot of international artists from that period, because we weren't the only ones. You know, we weren't the only ones forming a nation at that time. And so it seems really exciting to think about what it must have been like to look back and imagine what artists were thinking and how they can kind of translate that experience. But also another great example is we did a solo show of Patricia Hearle earlier this year, and she was a painter. And she was talking about what it was like to be a mom and a teacher and a wife of a guy who worked for Guinness's, the brewery, in the 80s and 90s. So somehow art kind of can translate these experiences, either past experiences or imagine the future. So you can see anything from sculptures to videos, performance, painting. Who knows what you encounter, but I hope people find it sort of provoking and exciting. It's really a place for people who are just kind of culturally curious.
And Annie, in terms of the exhibitions programme, what is the museum's approach to the creation of its exhibitions?
We take several ideas. So we often think about solo projects as like it's a big machine, a museum, right? It has really good resources, really fantastic expertise on hand. So one of the big jobs as a curator is to bring together an artist's work, and maybe that they have never been seen together as an exhibition or a solo show. And it's quite a statement to have a big solo show in a museum of contemporary art. So we try to think about who has never had that show before, who really deserves a voice in Irish history or in Irish contemporary life, who maybe hasn't had that kind of level of exposure before. And then another thing I've really tried to bring in is to insist that if we do a show like that, that it tours. It's a jumble of lots of things. I think that sometimes I think curating or being in the museum is somewhere like in theatre, somewhere between being a producer and a director. So you're thinking about the money and the way to produce and the way to get this big, large-scale thing going. But you're also thinking like a director. How do you get the best out of these incredible, creative people?
And in terms of where you draw your own inspiration from, is there particular countries that you look to, or indeed particular museums around the world?
Great question. One of the best museums, I think, is the Reina Sofia in Spain, in Madrid. And it is also the National Museum of Modern and Contemporary Art. And they've increased their visitorship sort of hugely over the last 10 years. And what the director there, the director has just left, and there's another brilliant director coming in, but Manolo Borges Vilas, who was the director, he really tried to bring in big international voices, but always locate them in Spain, like within what was happening in Spain. And he pushed up the visitorship of that museum to double its previous numbers. In fact, they get more visitors than the Prado or any of the other famous museums. And so you want a museum that's kind of resonant in public life, that feels exciting, that feels alive, but also is totally aware of its public remit. I mean, the museum is owned by the public. So every artwork we buy is owned by the public. And just to be always thinking about that, I think, is really crucial for us. That museum is really of influence to me. Also, museums like the Van Abbe, where I came from, which is a very experimental museum based in the Netherlands, which was always trying to think, how can we be more for the public right now? How can we do new things, share new things, and be really speaking to what's urgent of our time.
And Annie, how many visitors come through the museum's doors every year? And what's the visitor profile?
We've already had a 20% increase on our pre-COVID numbers. So it's well over 600,000. We're about to launch our new strategy, and I am hoping to get to 1 million visitors by 2028, because we really think this could be the jewel in the crown, a kind of destination museum for people, both international and local, who come up and experience this extraordinary site. The profile in comparison to other museums, we have a sort of equal, division between the over 40s, which is the classic museum demographic, and the 16 to 40s. And that's amazing. That's particularly good for a museum of contemporary art, because you want to be connecting with that young demographic.
And Annie, the Business Post recently listed you as one of Ireland's top innovators. So how do you approach innovation?
I mean, it was incredibly gratifying to be on that list, I have to say, incredible people there. I think it is about pushing change and thinking really about what can we do that nobody else is doing. And I mean that also as value for public money. You know, if all the museums were collecting the same things, and if we were all servicing the same kind of activities, there's no added value for the public. So for me, it's always about what can we do, what can we bring that improves the scene for both artists, but also for the audiences. So, and how do we maximize, how are we the best benefit for public money? So that requires change, that requires transformation, thinking all the time about how best to use our resources. And my old director in the museum I used to work in, where I was the chief curator, he said, you know, we can curate exhibitions. And I think we can think about that. You can make programming, but programming is temporary. What if you curate the institution? What if you actually think with all of your creativity about how to mobilize not only the amazing staff, but also the image of the museum, and create affection for it within the public? So those are the kind of things that drive us on, to kind of share it with more and more people, because we really do understand it's an incredible resource.
So in that respect, what does the future hold for the museum?
We're about to launch our new strategy, and there's four kind of key drivers to that. One is to be radically public, is what we're calling it. So that idea of how do we throw open those gates and welcome more and more people in, but also perhaps people who've never been in the museum before. Another one is this idea of being globally connected. So really understanding we're part of a global world, that we're not just bracketed between America and Britain, as sometimes the art world has acted, but actually we are, we could make connections all over the world, and Irish art deserves to be seen everywhere. So that's a huge driver for us as well. And then the other really important one is to be a catalyst for change, to be that safe space for new thought. I mean, there's so much change going on in Ireland. We're trying at the moment to develop an idea called Why Ireland and Why Now? And after my experience of being away for 25 years, I kind of think this footprint of this island is so incredible. We can make really rapid change. I mean, even the Shared Island initiative is so extraordinary in a moment of, you know, we're seeing these wars going on all around us, and yet we are a success story. We have driven peace for 25 years, and that's something to shout about. So I think there's incredible moments of reflection and articulation of how and why Ireland is a great place to be working and thinking from nowadays. So it's a very ambitious strategy, but all our staff are behind us, and we're kind of ready to go.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Annie Fletcher, Director of the Irish Museum of Modern Art. And Annie's passion for Irish contemporary art is as vibrant as the art itself.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.